This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 379 for Thursday, May 6th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Intercontinental Exchange canola futures are higher on Thursday morning, with gains in July further expanding the old crop, new crop inversion even more. The July contract is up $16.50 at $950 per ton. New crop November is up $7.60 at $748 per ton. Strong spillover support is coming from gains in the Chicago soy complex, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed. Concerns over tight canola supplies remain a underpinning factor in old crop and new crop prices. Dry conditions on the prairies is further compounding the matter. Tomorrow, Stats Canada will release its report on grain stocks as of March 31st. Positioning ahead of the report will be a feature. After ICE increased the daily limit for canola to $45 per ton yesterday, it's reducing the limit back to $30 effective today. The Canadian dollar is stronger and weighing on canola values. The loonie is at 81.68 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 81.49. In the weekly export sales report from the United States Department of Agriculture for the week ending April 29th, old crop wheat has a net reduction of 95,600 tons. Meanwhile, new crop wheat export sales are just short of 400,000 tons. Export sales of old crop corn are down 74% on the week at about 137,000 tons. New crop sales exceed 106,000 tons. Old crop soybean export sales are down 44% at around 165,000 tons, with new crop sales just short of 193,000 tons. At 202,000 tons, old crop soy meal sales jumped 24% on the week, along with approximately 65,000 tons of new crop. Soy oil export sales tally 6,100 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Thursday morning. The July soybean contract is up 18 cents at $15.60 per bushel. July soy oil is up about 0.8 of a cent at 64.28 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is up $2.20 at $4.26.60 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher on Thursday morning, with the July contract gaining 3 cents at $7.11 a bushel. Chicago oats are higher as well, with the July contract rising 4 cents at $4.21. Wheat futures are lower on Thursday morning. Chicago July is down 6 cents at $7.38.5. Kansas City July slips a penny at $7.16, and Minneapolis July loses 3 cents at $7.79. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, May 6th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.